If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
Amen.
Has he set you free?
Yes.
Amen. The psalm this morning is Psalm 1 in our daily Bible reading, and it talks about us being like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit in each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Who wants to be like that, huh? Do you want to be a tree? Stand up. Everybody stand up and pretend you're a tree. Let those leaves, yeah. Well, here comes the wind, the breath of the Holy Spirit, and we're blowing, right? Amen. Amen. Verse 1 says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, nor stand around with sinners, nor join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. So the key to being like these trees that whose fruit the leaves never wither, who keep giving fruit in each season, how do they get to do that? Because they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. What does it mean to delight? It means to murmur in pleasure. How many of you have murmured in displeasure, huh? Well, put that down, put that away, and start murmuring in pleasure. It means to ponder or imagine. It even means to roar. I'm going to roar about the Lord, right? Amen. To study and to speak. To desire the most pleasant thing. And that's desiring the law of the Lord. Desiring, who is the law of the Lord? Is the law of the Lord a person? I think so. Jesus fulfilled it, didn't he, huh? He is the law of the Lord, and that's who we're delighting in, and it's he who indeed does set us free. Let's say this together. And yes, Pat, I have the transparency this morning. Hooray for me, I got the transparency. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. As we worship this morning, let's meditate on Jesus and let's rejoice and even roar about him, huh? Let's do it together.